Chris Gorham at breakfast. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Wednesday the 5th of February. Our main story today, mental health staff in Norfolk say job cuts are putting patients at risk.
Any changes to the service, you have to listen to those that are constantly there, day in, day out. Service users are here, but then we usually pass through. These guys are here day in, day out, and sometimes their voice and opinion are overlooked.
The Care Minister says he's concerned that staff working in Norfolk's mental health service consider it unsafe. A survey by their union, Unison, found that more than 80% thought cuts and changes meant it was no longer safe. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust rejects the allegation. Care Minister and North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb has been following changes at the Trust.
I very much share the concerns that have been expressed by Unison about the impact of what's happening at the Mental Health Trust. And I've had too many people, both users of services but also clinicians, raising anxieties to dismiss those concerns.
Our main story this morning, though, is that mental health staff in Norfolk say job cuts mean staff and patients are unsafe. Unison represents hundreds of health workers across the county and has now raised a formal grievance with the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust about plans to close beds and lose around 400 staff. Earlier, I spoke to Emma Corlett, who's a union representative at the Trust. She says something needs to be done.
I don't want to be sitting here in a few months saying, oh, we warned this was going to come and we didn't do anything about it. We think that the things that are happening are so severe, we need to just put a stop, draw a line under things at the moment, take stock. We're more than happy to work constructively with the Trust to do a proper evaluation of the impact of the changes that have been made so far. Go out and speak meaningfully to the people who use our services, not just put on showcase events outside of the city that people can't get to easily. Actually go out and speak to people and find out what's happening. Then when we know the true impact of what's happened so far, then we can make a decision about what steps to take next.
Now, we did ask the Trust to come onto the programme and speak to us this morning. They said they needed more time to fully understand the union's grievance. We'll keep asking them, and I'm sure they'll appear on BBC Radio Norfolk at some point. But we do have a statement from the Trust which says the grievance came as a surprise, as the Trust has been working constructively with the unions for the past 2 years developing the service strategy. The statement also says they reject any suggestion that the service they offer is unsafe to staff and patients. So are the staff convinced? Let's talk to Ruth Turner, who's a clinical psychologist and member of the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk. Thanks for coming in this morning to see us, Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from here, looking from the outside, it all feels like a bit of a mess at the moment. We know that changes have to be made. We know what the budget constraints are. We did a big series on this before Christmas. Unison now raising some quite serious concerns. Are those concerns justified?
Absolutely, they're justified. We're hearing from staff that the services they're working in are unsafe. People are telling us that they feel they're not even able to meet their legal obligations. They're put in positions where they feel they're having to breach their code of conduct because their caseloads are so high, the time constraints on them are so difficult, and the resources available are not enough to meet the needs of the service users.
Now, quite a serious allegation to say that staff don't feel like they're safe at work. Is that just a perception, or are there things happening that you've seen that prove that staff are less safe than they should be?
It's absolutely a reality, particularly on the wards. In some places, the levels of staff injuries on the wards have gone up massively. The levels of people off with stress have gone up. And some of the issues around safety are actually the safety of service users. So when staff say they don't feel they're able to operate safely, actually often they're talking about the risks to their service users. And in the community, people are really concerned that they simply don't have the time to see the people on their caseload to make sure that people are safe, never mind to offer them the treatments that they need.
Wasn't this inevitable? I mean, no matter how the Trust made these changes, it's a difficult thing, isn't it? As I mentioned before, we know all about the budget constraints. Wasn't this always going to happen? No matter how hard anybody tried, if you've got less money to go around, there were going to be problems, weren't there?
Absolutely. As the campaign is taking two positions. The first is that we're against the level of cuts that are being enforced on mental health services throughout the country, but particularly in Norfolk and Suffolk. We know that mental health forms around 23% of disability in the country, but only gets around 11% of the NHS budget. It's unacceptable. The government has said it's unacceptable, but nobody's doing anything about it. So we feel very strongly that more investment should be made into mental health. Having said that, we also feel the way that the service reorganisation has taken place, the fact that they're shutting hospital beds before they've had a chance to check whether the changes to community services are actually able to reduce the need for beds, mean that there are things the Trust could be doing that would reduce the impact of these cuts, at least in the short term.
But could you just put yourself in the shoes of somebody running the mental health service in Norfolk at the moment, with all the problems that you've got with more people using the service, we know about mm-hmm. that, more complex problems in a lot of mm-hmm. cases, but these budget constraints, that's, mm-hmm. you wouldn't like to do that job, would you? It's not easy.
I wouldn't want to do that job, but actually lots of people from the campaign, lots of staff have engaged with the Trust and tried to give them ideas for ways we could reorganise services, and the Trust Board have repeatedly not listened to those suggestions and those ideas. We know that some of the services that have been cut have historically been shown to be highly cost effective to reduce the need for hospital admissions, and those services have still been cut. So there doesn't seem to be an evidence-based or staff engagement approach to making these cuts. They've simply been made in order to keep ourselves financially in the right position.
As I mentioned, the Trust not able to put somebody up to come on the programme live this morning. I'm sure they will speak to BBC Radio Norfolk at some point, but the Trust says it's surprised about the grievance because, in the Trust's words, we've been working with the unions for the past 2 years developing the service strategy.
The Trust have been having meetings with the unions as part of the partnership agreement, but actually the unions have been raising for the last 2 years concerns that these cuts are too much, too deep, that the level of staffing they're talking about is not sustainable, that the level of staffing they're offering doesn't allow for anyone to be off sick, anyone to be off on maternity leave, any of those kinds of issues, and the management have ploughed ahead. If you look at the feedback from the consultations, repeatedly, concerns were raised that services would not be safe, and the Trust simply acknowledged that that was a concern, but they were going to go ahead with their plans regardless.
OK, well, one more thing. If we put aside for a moment you're a member of the campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk and Suffolk, and just talk to me as a clinical psychologist. It's a job that you do. Mm-hmm. How do you feel going to work every day? Do you feel less safe?
I'm quite lucky. The team I work in are coping relatively well. And I love my job. I love working with the staff and the service users that I work with. I do know that I am working longer hours than I've worked before, that I am still struggling to stay on top of basic admin tasks, and that I'm having to make really difficult decisions about where do I focus my time and my attention. Do I give a good service to a few people or a not so good service to a lot of people? We're no longer able to offer the interventions that people are entitled to. The NICE guidelines recommended effective interventions to everyone that we think would benefit from them, and that's a really hard position to be in.
When you say basic admin tasks, I mean, I think we all know what that means, but what does it mean?
Things like when you see clients, you write in their notes so that everybody else who is working with them is clear on what's been happening in your sessions. We have to complete what we call contact sheets, where we give the Trust basic information about who we've been seeing and how long for and that kind of thing. And then you have other tasks. As a psychologist, I'll write reports, write letters, sometimes write back to referrers and GPs, that kind of thing. So there is quite a lot of admin.
You're looking at the reports that you have to write after you've seen somebody. I'm thinking about that. If you're pushed for time, it's the sort of thing you may not make as notes as fully as you should do, or that the writing might be a bit scruffy, as simple as that. It's then harder for the next person. That's where you get quite a simple thing that can cause problems.
Absolutely. And we're all aware that the admin tasks are as important as seeing clients. But sometimes you do find yourself in a position where you need to write in the notes for a client, but also you've had a phone call saying somebody's in a crisis and you need to get out and see them. And that's when people find themselves supposed to be finishing work at 5, still at work at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night sometimes, just to try and stay on top of everything.
Ruth Turner, thank you for coming in. A clinical psychologist, part of this campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk as well, but finishing with her own experiences there of what it's like working in the service at the moment. As I've said a couple of times, we're hoping to speak to somebody from the Trust, but they were unable to provide anybody to come on live this morning, but I'm sure at some point they will, and we can put some of these concerns direct to them. We have that statement that I've read out a couple of times already.